In this bulletin, the Labor Party prepares to release its alternative federal budget. Social media executives could face jail time for not removing violent content under a new bill passed in the Senate. And Australian Stephanie Gilmore competing in the World Surf League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Labor Party will deliver its budget reply speech tonight ahead of the federal election in May. The opposition has already responded to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's budget, promising low-earning workers greater tax relief, among other improvements. Labor has also promised a more aggressive policy to address climate change and reduce emissions, the cost of which will be laid out in its budget. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Tanya Plibersek, says supporting low-income earners will be an important priority of the Labor Party. Lawyers have raised concerns about the government's new penalties for social media companies that broadcast terrorism attacks. Legislation has cleared the Senate, leaving the government one day to secure its passage through the House of Representatives before next month's election. The legislative changes could see social media executives face a jail sentence, and companies would be breaking Australian law if they don't take down footage of terrorist attacks immediately. The legislation is in response to the Christchurch attack, which was broadcast live by the shooter on Facebook. Law Council President Arthur Moses says the legislation should have been reviewed by a parliamentary committee.
The first question would have been asked, well, what are the defences available for whistleblowers and media companies who are putting these images out there in the public interest?
The Liberal government's decrease in foreign aid under the new budget has been criticised by a key Australian aid organisation in the Pacific region. Under the new budget, the total amount of overseas aid will be reduced from $4.16 billion to $4.04 billion in the upcoming financial year. Action Aid Australia says the government's decrease is unacceptable and inhibits its ability to deliver aid to the Pacific region countries. Head of Policy at Action Aid, Lucy Mann, has told SBS Radio's Samoan program, aid projects' ability to target those who need help the most is suffering as a result, and the government needs to rethink funding cuts.
What we'd like to see is really increasing the aid budget in line with the UN standards, which is 0.7% of GNI, and we're projected to fall to as low as 0.19% of GNI, which is gross national income, over the coming years. So it really is significant cuts that we're seeing, and it's just not possible to support the region in the way that our aid strategy should be supporting the region and supporting gender equality.
Millions of dollars have been set aside to pursue an Indigenous voice to federal parliament despite the Prime Minister's opposition to the idea. Scott Morrison now concedes the proposal is an important issue, but says he's more focused on youth suicides in remote Indigenous communities. This year's federal budget has allocated $7.3 million to develop a model for the Indigenous voice, which the government plans to put to Australian voters in a national referendum. Late last year, Prime Minister Scott Morrison rejected an Indigenous voice to Parliament, but a bipartisan committee later urged that the government kickstart a co-design process with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Liberal MP and co-chair of an inquiry into the issue, Julian Lisa, supports calls for a proper co-design process.
We want to make sure that this is a proper process and people have a chance to be heard. And what we recommended was then, following the co-design process, there then be some decisions made about the legal form in which the bodies take effect.
In surfing, Australian Stephanie Gilmore is hoping to restore order on the Gold Coast after some of the best male surfers in the world struggled on the World Surf League season return. The seven-time world champion, also a local and six-time winner on the Gold Coast, is likely to begin her campaign later today after watching champions Julian Wilson, Kelly Slater and Owen Wright all lose their first-round heats on day one. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two and 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 29. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 21. Hobart, sunny and 18. Canberra, cloudy, 22. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Sydney, a shower or two, 24. Similar in Newcastle, 25. Brisbane, possible shower, 28. Cairns, showers and 30. and Darwin, shower with the chance of a storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.